I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for July 16th, 2012 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mike Brown.
Here.
Katie Capilini.
Here.
Doug Hainem.
Here.
Sandy Husma.
Here.
Mark Lutke.
Here.
Todd Milner.
Here.
Mary Westphal.
Here.
All seven members of city council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome you all to our city council meeting. There are agendas on the two side tables if you haven't picked one up already. When we get to an item of interest to you, if you wish to address council, please raise your hand and I will recognize you at the appropriate time. At this time, I invite you to join us in our pledge of allegiance, and I see we have a scout present. This is Ben from Troop 154, who has agreed to lead us in the pledge tonight.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We are to additions to the agenda, and handed out at your places tonight are a couple of items. First, on agenda item 7, you have the service director's recommendation letter has been handed out as 7A. And then you already have the ordinance in your package. And then on the back side of your agenda sheet says information item D. You were also handed out the bank reconciliation statement for June. Mr. Milner.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a letter that I would like to read as 4A, please.
All right. We'll add an addition of 4A for your letter.
One more thing, Mr. Mayor. We need to schedule a committee of the whole meeting this evening to continue to discuss the financial state of the city, as we've been doing every month this year.
All right. If we do that at 15A?
15A, sure.
All right. So this was the committee of the whole meeting for the finance and budget. All right. 15A. Mr. Lutke, you had some items you were going to add.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Several things. First of all, a report from the recent meeting of the Economic Development Subcommittee. Two separate items. One, a recommendation to council regarding the downtown Sylvania plan. And then secondly, some discussion and a referral about the city's website. And then, I'd like to schedule those relatively early in the agenda because we have some folks who are interested.
We'll add those as 5A for the downtown Sylvania plan. And 5B, discussion of website update. I know Mike was here. There he is, front and center. Hi, Mike.
Great. And then finally, a committee referral on the TARDA matter, the ongoing TARDA matter, to the combined community relations and utilities committees.
Let's make that 15B, if that's all right.
Sure.
And which two committees?
Community relations and utilities.
All right. Other additions to the agenda from other members of council? Mr. Hainem.
We need to reschedule our, I'll give a brief report on our zoning annexation issue and reschedule the zoning and annexation committee meeting.
Let's make that 14A then, because you have a report and schedule meeting. Seeing no others, Mr. Eichenauer.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Smith.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Allard.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mr. Moe.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. That takes us to agenda item 4, approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on June the 18th. Mr. Milner.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the journal of the minutes of the meeting of Sylvania City Council of June 18th, 2012 be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes from June 18th, 2012 be approved as submitted. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. Now, added agenda item 4A, a letter from the council president.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and fellow members of council. I have prepared a letter this evening dated today, July 16th, 2012, addressed to you that I'd like to read to you. Dear Craig and fellow members of city council, after extensive consideration, I have decided to resign as president of Sylvania City Council effective immediately due to personal reasons. I will continue to serve my term as a duly elected member of city council. Due to increased responsibilities at my sales manager position, and due to the fact that I have begun work on my master's degree, I believe it is in the best interest of our city that I step down as president of council. I thank all of you for your support, and I look forward to our continued work together as members of Sylvania City Council. Sincerely, Todd R. Milner.
Mr. Milner, thank you for your service as council president. We look forward to you serving out your term on city council.
Thank you. And I will give this to Mrs. Lippner.
Mr. Milner.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to nominate Mary Westfall as president of Sylvania City Council.
I'd like to second that motion.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that Mary Westfall fill the remaining 6 months or so of the current, no, excuse me, year and 6 months, remaining year and 6 months of term as Sylvania City Council president. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and congratulations, Mrs. Westfall. I recommend the two of you pick up your nameplates and you change places. You're taking the fan with you?
I am taking my fan. I'm taking this too.
As president, I think I get it from
Congratulations, Mrs. Westfall. We're pleased that you're willing to take these additional duties on. Doesn't pay very well, though. All right. Let's move on in our agenda then. We are up to agenda item 5. We have with us tonight Lexi Audibaugh, who is here as a state champion. She's sitting front and center there. I'm going to go down and read a mayor's proclamation honoring her. We'd always like to recognize state champions, and we have a resolution or a proclamation for you, and I will read it. Maybe we'll read it this way. You can read it with me. Whereas Lexi Audibaugh, a Sylvania resident and recent graduate of Notre Dame Academy, has achieved state honors for being the 2012 Ohio Association of Track and Cross Country Coaches Indoor State Champion, and the Ohio High School Athletic Association Outdoor Division I State Champion in the 3,200-meter run. And whereas Lexi competed in cross country for 4 years at Notre Dame Academy as a varsity runner while holding the position of team captain, and also ran varsity track for those 4 years. And whereas Lexi earned several titles in both cross country and track, such as four-time league champion in the 3,200-meter run, first-team all-city, first-team all-district, first-team all-region, first-team all-state, all-American, three-time all-Ohio academics, and school record holder in many events, just to name a few. That's a lot. And whereas Lexi also participated in the Notre Dame Academy Spanish Club, Notre Dame Academy newspaper, and the YES Project as a Eucharist minister and mobile meal
volunteer, making her an outstanding student athlete. Now therefore, I, Craig A. Stile, Mayor of the City of Sylvania, do hereby proclaim Monday, July 16, 2012, as Lexi Augenbaugh Day in the City of Sylvania, and congratulate her on her outstanding achievements, and wish her well in all her future endeavors. And I understand one of those is to become an Ohio State Buckeye and run for the Buckeye. Thank you for coming and cheering the proud parents. Congratulations to both of you. And good luck in Columbus.
Thank you. We'll move on to the two added agenda items. 5A, Mr. Lupke added downtown Sylvania plan, a report from the Economic Development Subcommittee. Mr. Lupke.
Right, Mr. Mayor, thank you. The Economic Development Subcommittee met on July 10th at 8 o'clock in the morning. And the primary discussion was to review the downtown plan one more time. I think you're aware that we had a draft here at council committee of the whole meeting about a month and a half ago. Pogemeyer, our consultant on that project, continued to make changes, and that plan was reviewed at that meeting. The other part of the discussion was to review public comment that was solicited on our website and through other means about the plan. Mr. Sanford gave a report on public comment, much of it favorable, although Ms. Capellini and I reported on a meeting that we had with a number of neighbors from the Erie Street neighborhood who expressed concern about a portion of the plan, which was actually just one concept related to the arts district concept. And that had some concerns from them about a piece that suggested that we might be putting parking and or a farmer's market in the neighborhood where they live at some point in the future. Ms. Capellini and I assured them that this was conceptual only, there were no concrete plans to do that. And we also further assured them that at the committee we discussed the notion of not taking any private property generally as a practice of council without public process, and we certainly had no interest in taking it through eminent domain. So we hopefully have reassured them about that. We also had comments from Mr. Moen about aligning the legal language, the language in the plan with the legal language, so as we decide as a council to implement and execute parts of the plan in the future, the language is consistent with our ability to create legislation. We had some public input, specifically from some of the business people in that neighborhood, and we talked about next steps, specifically that Mr. Sanford will research current and future grant opportunities. Now that we have the plan in place, we feel that we have a much more advantageous position to get grants from both the state and federal sources. We agreed that the city needs to take a proactive role in its relationship both with the Downtown Sylvania Association and also the Historic Village. And we agreed that it would be appropriate to schedule quarterly Economic Development Subcommittee meetings to review the progress of the downtown plan, to make sure that there was some oversight in terms of keeping that going. That said, the committee moved and unanimously approved a recommendation to council that it requests the administration to draft a resolution approving the downtown plan as revised, and with the understanding that no purchase of private property is anticipated and would not occur without a public process. So, Mr. Mayor, that said, I'd like to make that recommendation tonight.
So it's a motion instructing the administration to prepare a resolution approving the plan.
That would be correct.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion.
Yeah, I do know we have some folks here who are interested. I'm not sure if we have any discussion, but I think we had a pretty comprehensive review.
First off, questions or comments from city council members? You've all had a chance to speak in committee, I believe. So, then, welcome comments from the audience. If you'd like to make a comment, pro or con, you're welcome to come up to the podium, give us your name and address, and make your comments. You do not need to come up. You've also made comments in committee meetings as well. I'm not seeing any. There's a motion on the floor instructing the administration to prepare legislation approving the Sylvania Downtown Plan. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we will have that ordinance for you at our next meeting, our next regularly scheduled meeting.
Right. Second item, Mr. Mayor, and thank you for the vote. Second item relates to our City of Sylvania website. I think we all can agree that the website is probably the, perhaps, well, for sure, the most professionally produced and probably the most comprehensive website of any municipality in Northwest Ohio. But it's 5 years old, and a lot has happened with technology over the last 5 years, most specifically the explosion of use of personal cellular devices, smartphones, if you will. Our website is not terribly compatible with those devices. So, for example, if you were to take your iPhone and try to bring up the council website, it's a little difficult, a little problematic.
Can do it, but it's... You have to zoom in pretty good.
You do.
Yes.
And there are ways to do it.
It's mainly the columns that you'll have problems.
Right. There are ways to do it, but it requires a bit of a workaround. So that piece, coupled with the fact that we've, through conversations with Mr. Tansey and Ms. Bigelow, have found that there are certain things that the public seems to use the site for more than others. There seems to be a demand for information. A little bit more than we actually built into it 5 years ago. There's a general feeling that it would be appropriate to take a look at the website and see if it would require any additional enhancements or upgrades. Felt that that was best done at a committee level. I'd like to refer to a committee tonight. I'm not exactly sure which committee that might be, but we feel that, and I think the council needs to be prepared to take a look at the fact that this could cost us some additional dollars in a year where we don't have additional dollars. But Mr. Tansey has some thoughts about that, and I think we just need to have a good discussion about it offline from council in a committee before we come back with recommendations. Mike, I don't know, is there anything else that you could add to that would help council's consideration?
Our mobile website traffic has gone from 1 in 8 of our visitors to 1 in 5. So that's, we can do nothing but increase.
While you can tell that from
yes.
I didn't know.
We can also see where they go, and then a lot of things that people do are, they're interested in what is happening in the city of Sylvania. So once we get them there, we don't want them to leave. And a website that is mobile friendly causes them to say, I can't see this, I'm not going to spend the time, I'm going to go other. We see this by the amount of website traffic that doesn't go deeper. The bounce rate is too high. We want them to stay on our website longer. So we know what our traffic is, we know that they're not staying, and this needs to be addressed. If we want to include people, which is what the website's all about, we've gone into Facebook to include more people with mobile sites, but it gives them what's happening right now. It doesn't give them everything that they're looking for. So this is time to look at this.
So that said, Mr. Mayor, I'd be happy to have this get referred to the Community Relations Committee, but I'd be willing to entertain any other committee chair who'd like to take it on.
Is that the committee where we had the website developed?
Yeah, it is.
So that seems appropriate, unless somebody else wants to take it on.
Nobody doesn't finish. All right, well then, let me ask that we refer to the Community Relations Committee.
Okay, that's a motion. We need a second.
A second.
So we moved and seconded to refer the issue of updating our website, particular so it works better for mobile handheld devices, to the Public Relations Committee. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And thank you for bringing that up and taking it on. Mike, thanks for being here tonight.
Yeah, I think Laura's here too, yes.
Is Laura here?
I guess not.
All right, very good. When I get back on the printed agenda for council, agenda item six, we have a proposed change order concerning the Highland Meadows and Griffith Park East project. You have a letter in your council packets from the service director. Mr. Aller, why don't you go over the letter and what the change is about?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At the completion of the project, I spoke with the consultant and asked them how long it would take them to complete the rest of the drawings. And at that time, they told me that that work was not included in the original scope of their contract. We had funds remaining in the contract that we did have with them, and I asked them to begin the work and complete as much of it as they can within that contract. And when they got to that limit, to let me know, and I would come to council for approval. The record drawings are, in my opinion, a critical component of the project. They are our record of what actually occurred there. Some of the record drawings that we have are old Spectre markups. They're paper copies. You can imagine what construction prints look like during a construction project. There's dirt, there's oil. You've got red pencil marks, regular pencil marks, red pen. And to use those as a long-term record just isn't wise. Too much information has potentially been lost. I asked the consultant to complete the record drawings. We are provided a CD with the electronic version of the drawings and then also a Mylar copy of the drawings so that we have two forms of record for that project. And I would ask for approval of an addition of $4,946 to the project for Northwest Consultants.
Would this information also be incorporated into our GPS record system as well?
Yes.
For our streets and utilities?
Yes.
I know the record CDs will be much more detailed than what goes on there. All right. And that's about a 5% increase in the contract. From my experience, that's about right for record drawings. So my recommendation is that we authorize this additional amount out of the bonded amount for the project and look for a motion, probably from you, Mr. Milner.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 40-2012. All members of council previously receiving copies. I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve the amendment to the city's agreement with Northwest Consultants Incorporated to reflect the additional drawings requested, increasing the proposal amount by $4,946, appropriating funds, therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 40-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 40-2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 40-2012. Mr. Milner, or Mr. Hanum.
Yeah, I assume our normal practice is to include these record drawings in our contract specifications. Is that correct, or is this an unusual situation?
Some communities include those services. Some communities, especially those that have drafting staff, will sometimes do them in-house. We do not have drafting staff at this point. Any future contracts that I'm involved with will have that as part of the engineering.
So what have we done historically?
We have brought them in-house and updated the plans with drafter in-house. We no longer have that person on staff, and Mr. Aller is proposing as the new service director to make it part of the contract documents, which I think it's the right thing to do.
Okay, so we're effectively the contract for that service on a case-by-case basis.
Yes.
Okay. Good, thank you.
That way we end up with a electronic version of it rather than a hand-drafted on somebody else's drawings version, too. It's a better way to do it. So it was moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 40-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 40-2012 is approved. I know we have at least one student and maybe two students here tonight wondering why we voted on that twice. Our city charter requires that ordinances be read in their entirety, just not by title, and that they be read three times. Now, that was because we did not have Xerox machines or websites where the council members or the public could read them in advance. Now that that's available, we have a motion to read by title only and waive the second and third reading. So that was the first motion that was passed. The second, council requires that an ordinance be voted on or be read three times and voted on at a third consecutive meeting to be approved. However, the charter does allow us to call it an emergency measure and with five or more votes, pass it in one night. And most council business is done in one night because it's not controversial. However, some items do take the full three meetings and we'll vote on them three times. So we'll read them and then vote on them the third meeting. So that's what that's about. We're going to go another one here in just a moment and you can listen to those different motions. We are up to agenda item 7, which is proposed ordinance 41-2012. We did have the service director give us a recommendation on this evening. Have I got that right? Yes, I got that right. And Kevin, why don't you tell us what we're doing, the change that we're doing on the Erie Street Bridge, which is really a pipe under the street, not a bridge the way we think of it.
That's right. It's by us engineering geeks, it's considered a bridge, but everybody else says a pipe under the road. Yes.
Or culvert.
We were in initially pre-final design review, if you will, and in reviewing that, I took a look at the components of the bridge, the width of how it was originally designed. We were going to have to relocate water line around the bridge, and in the midst of running through some of those questions and answers, it was determined that the bridge did not have to be as long as it was originally designed. It was originally set up to accommodate the potential for a five-lane road. Growth has slowed tremendously. I think it will be a long time coming before five lanes is needed on Erie Street. In 50 years, if I'm wrong, then at that time I could say, he can badmouth Mr. Aller. But I think it's more prudent at this point to design the bridge to accommodate the hydraulic flow that's needed and accommodate the existing traffic scenario that we have. It would cause the design engineers to redesign sections of the project, and that is what they're requesting. The $19,704 is for the redesign work that they're going to have to do. However, it will save us easily three times that amount. The water line relocation alone was a $34,000 component of the project that we won't have to do. Add that on to the shorter sections of the bridge, the restoration work of that picture, and I feel very comfortable that $60,000 to $65,000 plus will be the savings in making the modifications. So I would recommend approval of the redesign and $19,704 to DGL Consulting.
I'm not sure I agree with the 50-year projection. Certainly 10 to 20 years is a safe projection. And my feeling is, that's why I brought it up, that it's a pipe under the road. I think we can add an additional extension on both sides in the future. We don't need to do it now. We don't need to do the right-of-way acquisition or the water line relocation. we got to make it a part of that project, or future city councils can do that when we need to widen the road.
Correct. It's being set up, the culvert sections that will be coming in are being set up to accommodate future attachments or extensions, if you will, so that it won't require a full reconstruction, but simply an extension of stuff based on.
And this is the culvert that's east of Little Road, correct?
Correct.
Okay. One near Mr. Brown's house.
It's in my backyard.
Okay. Mr. Hand.
Yeah. We had a cost estimate for this of, I think, $764,000 total, maybe a little more than that. So what would this, what's this going to do to our overall cost?
I would, if you add for round numbers, 20,000 that we're adding here to DGL, but then subtract 60,000 to 80,000, we're going to drop the total cost of the project to $40,000 to $60,000.
Okay. And I forget, is the county helping us with this, or is this all our?
County's assisting in it, in the cost of the project, and they are, they're more contributing free services versus actual funds to this project. But we are receiving 50% of the, 49% of the project in OPWC fund grant.
And this additional money will count towards our contribution to that work, right?
Correct.
The grant amount does not change. It's not proportional.
But the grant amount won't go down?
I don't think so. It does?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I thought it, I didn't know it would do that.
The grant goes down, but our this $19,000 that we're paying counts towards our contribution.
That's correct.
So we actually get dollar for dollar return. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. You have in your council packets ordinance 41-2012, making this change to the engineer's contract to affect that change. The amount of $19,704. Mr. Milner, I'm keeping you busy over there.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 41-2012. All members of council previously receiving a copy, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve the amendment to the city's agreement with DGL Consulting Engineers, LLC, to reflect the additional time required due to a change in the scope of the Erie Street Bridge over Schreiber Ditch Culvert Replacement Project, increasing the proposal amount by $19,704, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 41-2012 be read by title only, and the second and third readings waived. All in favor of that, indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 41-2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 41-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 41-2012 is approved. What's your time schedule for this project, Mr. Allard?
July of next year for start of construction. We are planning on having this project begin immediately after the 25.
This is a very difficult project. It will close Erie Street.
Yes.
For how long?
Consultants say 30 days. I'm planning on 60.
I like 30.
I like 30. The thing that we don't know is weather, things of that nature. We're obviously going to be in the construction friendly season of July and August, but I'm planning for 60 with a 30 day shutdown actually in the contract. I just want to have provisions. I plan to have it open by school.
So the detail will go through Centennial Farms then?
No.
Where will it detail?
Down to Brent Road.
Really?
We're not going to take all that traffic through a neighborhood. Chief, how do you feel about that? We'll work on a detour plan, but no, we can't take that kind of traffic through a neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
No. We'll set it. It'll be a a sign and a barricade out at Centennial Road directing traffic to the south. I guess you could go across to the north as well, not through the neighborhoods. I guess we could be, build a detour next to your house.
Hello, Paul.
I know. We could build a temporary bridge next to your house.
Yeah.
All right. That's one that we can all look forward to next summer. Okay, moving on to agenda item 8. This is ordered legislation, proposed ordinance 42-2012. This is amending Part 11, Planning and Zoning Code by adding Section 1103.22, modifying the Plan Commission's recommendation. And this has to do with the demolition of existing structures, how old they should be, and what the waiting period is. We've updated this from a previous requirement of 50 years. The Plan Commission came back with its recommendation, and then council changed it following the public hearing to make it 65 years. It's been all around. This is ordered legislation. There's probably not a lot to discuss, but Mr. Hanum, you're welcome to discuss it or introduce it.
I think you've introduced it fine.
All
right. Having nothing to add, rare moment. I will, Mr. Mayor, move adoption of ordinance number 42-2012. All members of council having received written copies in advance, I will read by title only. Amending Part 11, Planning and Zoning Code of the Sylvania Codified Ordinances by adding Section 1103.022, modifying the recommendation of the Municipal Planning Commission, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 42-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Mr. Mayor, I move final passage of ordinance number 42-2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 42-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 42-2012 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 9. It's hard to believe, but the service director tells me it's time to enter an agreement for roadway de-icing salt for the coming winter months. It's going to be over 100 tomorrow. We do have a stock of salt on hand and waiting for us. I see you're only recommending 2,000 tons this year as a result of last year's back salt that we did not use.
Correct. Yes, we have reduced it. In past years, we've been in the 3,000 to 4,000 ton range. We reduce that to 2,000. We think that's more than safe. We also think that it will put us in a good position to start the following winter with a good supply of salt. I feel a little bit like a stockbroker here. We're a little bit, the anticipation is that salt prices are going to go down quite a bit next year. Based on the supply and demand, but who knows what the salt mines are going to do. So we're staying steady. We've reduced our purchase by a good share, but not reduced it to the point where if next year is a tough winter, we start the following winter in a very bad position as far as having to purchase a lot of salt at perhaps a higher price. So the 2,000 ton is something that the salt or the streets department is comfortable with, I'm comfortable with, and when the salt facility is constructed, we will have more than enough space to store that.
So. I can tell you can see a couple of very large mountains of salt along the Rouge River from I-75 in Detroit, bigger than I recall. And it's probably because they keep mining, even though we all didn't use as much last year. So hopefully your prices through ODOT, and we're bidding with ODOT, we're buying with ODOT,
Correct. Will
be lower this year than last. Mr. Milner, back to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 43-2012. All members of council previously receiving copies, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance of the City of Sylvania, Ohio, to enter into an agreement with the Ohio Department of Transportation for the purchase of roadway de-icing salt. waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 43-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage ordinance number 43-2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 43-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 43-2012 is approved. On to agenda item 10. I believe this is also an annual ordinance. This is to enter into an agreement with Comp Management Inc. for consulting services with respect to workers' compensation. Mr. Eichenauer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, this is an annual ordinance entering into a contract who serves as our consultant. Some of these services include the processing of our claims, attending all our hearings. We file protests on our behalf should we have any rates or reserves that were calculated incorrectly. We also file for a handicap discount request, which gives discounts off of a lot of our claims. They do a lot of research in the loans, and we can save quite a bit of money on that. But the most important thing, and it allows us to participate in the Ohio Rural Waters Association group. What that is a lot of municipalities and other government organizations our size have had pretty good experience, and so putting together, we all get pretty nice discounts. And since about 1997, each of the years we've participated, we have saved money. Last year, I think we saved about $37,000. This year, we're anticipating saving about $35,113. The increase for their fee this year went up to $35.05, which is about a 3% increase over last year. So we're requesting the approval of this contract.
Discussion? Mr. Lupke.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to introduce ordinance number 44-2012. Members have received copies, so therefore I'll read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into an agreement with Comp Management Incorporated for an annual fee of $3,505 for consulting services with respect to workers' compensation, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 44-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 44-2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 44-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 44-2012 is approved. Students here will note that I call on a particular member of council to read an ordinance. That's because they are the chairman of the standing committee of council who has review rights or association with that issue. Everybody here has a different committee. I can go around the table starting with Mr. Lukey. He's community relations and employee relations. Mr. Milner is streets. Mrs. Hussman is building and grounds. Mrs. Westfall is safety. I'm going pretty good from memory here. Mr. Brown is utilities. Mrs. Capellini is parks and forestry. And Mr. Hanum is zoning and annexation. So there we have it. There's also finance. That's the president. It's typically the president of council, but we need to redo the committee list. If you want to redo it, I think you want to do that to assume chairmanship of the finance committee. All right. I think we're done with ordinance 44-2012. We move on to agenda item 11, ordinance 45-2012. We do have a legislated place in the city of Sylvania to put banners across the street to announce fundraising activities that are associated with the community. We received one from the Sylvania Area Family Services to put a banner across Monroe Street right there at the Country Squire Shopping Center or where Tony Tacos is. I think you probably all got an email showing you the banner last week, and we got the ordinance emailed to us this morning. It's ordinance number 45-2012. Mr. Hanum, any comments, or are you ready to read this one?
I have no comments.
This is for a motorcycle ride to benefit Sylvania Area Family Services.
Mr. Mayor, I move adoption of ordinance number 45-2012. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Approving the banner application of Sylvania Area Family Services, authorizing the Deputy Director of Public Service to indicate such approval on behalf of the City of Sylvania, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 45-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Mr. Mayor, I move final passage of ordinance number 45-2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final first passage of ordinance 45-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 45-2012 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 12. The city has participated in govdeals.com as a way to sell unneeded city materials without going to a public auction. And we have been informed, or Chief, you've been informed, that we need to pass an, or maybe it was Mr. Smith, we need to pass an annual resolution to authorize the use of govdeals.com. So the first thing we have here as agenda item A, resolution 10-2012, is to authorize the city selling unneeded or excess property on govdeals.com in an internet auction. That's all that we're talking about here. We've done this for a number of years. We reauthorize this sort of govdeals auction annually. So we have resolution 10-2012. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 10-2012. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. A resolution of the Council of the City of Sylvania expressing the city's intent to sell property by internet auction, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded the resolution number 10-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of resolution number 10-2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 10-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 10-2012 is approved. Next, now that we are authorized to use govdeals.com again, the chief has a list of items he would like to sell on govdeals.com. Chief, any narrative about these or information?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The items listed on the sheet were either followed. Property that was turned into us, or it was recovered property, in which we cannot locate all of the items. It's my recommendation that the council approve for us to go ahead and list these on the field and dispose of them.
I bet they did.
It's out there affects the taking rid of our Sylvania's actually, it was kind of funny. These were thrown on a street, and one of my officers found the poles just laying there. So he brought them in and sent them into the property.
I think we just need authorization, a motion authorizing that these items be auctioned.
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded. All in favor of approving these items for auction, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Then item 13, we have a notice from the Ohio Division of Liquor Control about a change of corporate stock ownership for the liquor license at Gourmet Garden. Chief, any concerns about the names or the business place?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A records check was made on the parties involved, and we can find no records on them. The police department has no objections to this.
Looks like one family member is buying out the other family members, what it looks like. Okay. We need, council has the option to request a local hearing or to waive a public hearing. Sounds like we might be able to waive a public hearing unless council has a concern about this particular case. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that we waive the public hearing and that we approve the change of stack ownership for the liquor license of Gourmet Garden located at 5817 Monroe Street, Sylvania.
Okay, I believe all we can do is waive the public hearing and not express a concern about it. We can't approve their change. That's how liquor control will make that decision. All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, that gets us down to agenda item 14, which is committee reports. Mr. Hanem, you had a report of the Zoning and Annexation Committee, and you wanted to schedule a meeting.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. As reflected in our minutes of tonight's meeting, we had scheduled a Zoning and Annexation Committee meeting to consider proposed legislation to address modification of our zoning code to address the issue of facade light. As Mr. Moan and I prepared for that meeting, we realized that there were some other options that we want to consider, so we could not have legislation prepared as we had said we would. So we canceled the scheduled Zoning and Annexation Committee meeting. And I'll tell you that, Council, one of the things that we are considering is expanding the area within the city which would be subject to architectural review. We currently have a very small architectural review area in the center of our downtown, and Mr. Moan suggested that I thought it was appropriate that we discuss expanding that. That would involve more input on all commercial development in the city, which has pluses with respect to controlling issues like the lighting, but also has issues of complicating, if you will, to some extent, the development of commercial property. So it's worth, I think, rather than making the decision myself, I thought it made sense to get the committee together to talk about it, the pros and cons, look at some of the options. I think we can do that relatively quickly and still address the issue of facade lighting without putting it off for an extended period of time. So with that background, I would like to schedule, again, a Zoning and Annexation Committee meeting. And I know we're coming on to a busier vacation time, but it would be our next meeting is scheduled on the 20th of August. I would hope that we could schedule that meeting before then. Saying that, I am going to be gone the week of the 13th. That's convenient.
So you guys vacationing together?
Some other time. But we have the 2 weeks I was looking at. The first week stuff. But we have next week. If there's a day, either morning or Friday the 27th in the morning works for me.
I will be in Ormond for this week, 7 hours.
Yeah, we do want to be on that. How about the 31st? 31st? About 8 o'clock on the 31st. Here? Will Sam be available for that? Okay. Well, then, let's schedule a meeting for July 31st.
The clerk will post that meeting for you.
Thank you.
Any other committee reports to be made at this time? Now we'll go on to agenda item 15, which is committee referrals. Mr. Milner, you asked that a committee of the whole meeting be scheduled.
Yes, that's correct, Mr. Mayor.
Process.
Yes, I will defer to Mrs. Westfall to setting this meeting up.
Thank you. It seems to me that the week of July 30th was the week that was working for everybody based on vacation schedules. Doug, I don't know how long you think that zoning committee meeting will take.
Probably an hour.
So there's the question. Do we want to piggyback a meeting on there, or do we want to look to another day that week? I could do it on Wednesday morning.
Katie, you were leaving that night.
Oh, you only got... Okay.
Well, always good to piggyback meetings if you can.
So, or we could meet that afternoon. How about Friday the 10th?
What if we moved up our meeting? What if we moved up the zoning meeting to 7:30?
7:30.
And we could...
What's that?
Well, it doesn't bother me.
That's fine.
How about Monday, July 30th?
Monday's fine.
Monday, July 30th.
You know what?
Monday, July 30th.
No, in the morning?
All right, so do we want to do 7:30 and 8:30? What time are you trying to get out of town for? We do a 7:30 followed by an 8:30. Why do we do that? Zoning at 7:30, finance at 8:30.
On the 31st?
On the 31st. Our committee of the whole, I'm so sorry. Make it home.
Budget. I believe the next one, next title, the next subject was going to be parks and forestry. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're going to do a quick 6-month review and parks and forestry.
A 6-month review of how the budget has performed and spent. For suspending your staff this year. Sounds appropriate.
Thank you.
All right, that's scheduled, so we're on to added agenda item 15B, Mr. Lukey, referring the TARDA study to a combined committee.
Right. Two meetings ago, we had some discussion about TARDA and specifically the concept of putting legislation on the ballot. In November, giving our citizens an opportunity to withdraw from TARDA. I think there was general consensus around the fact that we needed to study that issue as a council before we took action. We have one more year to take action. And we agreed that we would refer this to a combined utilities committee and community relations committee to study it. And Mr. Brown and I feel it's appropriate to schedule a meeting around that issue. Now, that's going to be even more complicated because we have more people involved. But I'd like to suggest maybe the end of the week of the 6th, like either the 9th or the 10th. I'm not sure if we need to do this in the evening. I'm not sure that since this is a... essentially a fact-finding discussion whether we need a lot of whether the public needs to participate, so we can secretly do it in the morning, nor do I necessarily feel that we need to have Representative TARDA here for that, although I think we should make Mr. Graham still aware of it once. So Mike, do you have a preference about morning or afternoon? Either the 9th or 10th would be in the morning for me.
I can do the morning for that.
I can't do that. I don't know that you want all of that.
Which one? Which day?
I'm a nice person.
Eight. You can't do it.
I can do the morning.
The 10th. Yeah, me too. Everybody good? Mike, the 10th? 8 o'clock? Friday morning?
10th? 8 o'clock.
Okay. And Mark, could you make Mr. Graham so aware of that? And then, Mr. Mayor, I forgot to schedule a community relations committee meeting to talk about the website, despite the fact that we agreed to make the referral. So we need to do that as well.
I would assume that would be a meeting with Mike to discuss the possibilities.
Yeah, exactly. And probably Bill and Laura, because they're sort of the content providers.
I agree.
So I don't know that we necessarily need to do it right away, but Doug, you're not on that committee. Do you want to be part of that discussion? Well, we can schedule it around for accommodate if you want.
Let's see if you can schedule it.
Well, because I'm kind of looking at the 16th.
Go ahead.
For
the 17th.
Yeah, we probably could, actually.
Sure.
So that's 9, notice of 9:05. You know what, let's notice it for 8:45. That way, if we get done early, we can move right into that. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, that brings us to the end of our agenda. There are at least one item on the information items listed on the back, and we did hand out the bankrupt conciliation, but I'm going to draw your attention to item A, which is the report from the Division of Taxation. We did not show an increase in income taxes collected during the month of June. It's either down a little over $10,000. However, collections through the year are still up a little over 2.6%. So we are moving in the right direction. We are not showing the big double-digit increases in some areas, but we didn't have the double-digit losses. So we're still moving in the black and moving ahead. If there are no other items to discuss, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
And moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned to its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, August the 20th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending and staying with us.